This podcast is brought to you by Omaha Steaks, all-American steaks and savings with code word Howie. Go to omahasteaks.com and put in code word Howie in the search bar. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. 1 hour left on this Friday afternoon, and we have a lot to get to. I have some breaking news for you guys. A few days ago, we did a poll question where we asked, do you think that Joe Biden will hold a solo press conference before the end of the month? And a lot of you doubting Neanderthals said no. You did not think that he was going to hold one. But we got word from Jen Psaki that they are working on it, and they're working on setting a final date for that. I don't remember, even during COVID times, I don't remember it being that hard to set one of these up. He's not going anywhere, really. I know he goes to Wilmington every weekend or whatever, but this is in his house. It's essentially like walking down the hall. But they're painstakingly trying to set this up. And there seems to be this huge delay. And I'm just confused about what the problem is. Because, like I said, he's setting a record. 15 past presidents have all had their first solo press conference by this point in their presidency. All of them had had one press conference by the 33-day mark. Joe Biden is now on day 44. And Jen Psaki saying, oh yeah, we're working on that. We're working on that. What's the holdup? What is the holdup? And speaking of the press, I have to tell you guys a little bit about this piece in the LA Times about Peter Ducey. You guys probably know Peter Ducey as the one horse pony soldier trick pony man who asks Biden questions that aren't about Champ or Major, his two German shepherds, that don't involve ice cream, that don't involve his love for fires and, you know, stoking fire log and things like that. He asks him real questions. So he's the enemy of the people, you know. And they wrote a piece and they said, Peter Ducey, son of Fox and Friends host Steve Ducey, has fast become a noisy fixture in the White House briefing room. A noisy fixture. I remember, I'm old enough to remember, when you guys were all noisy fixtures. In fact, you guys were all screaming fixtures at President Trump. And dare I say, I think Peter Ducey handles himself in a very professional way with Jen Psaki. He never raises his voice. He never makes things personal. But he's become a noisy fixture. It's pretty amazing. And then if that doesn't do it for you as far as the mainstream media, this story that I'm about to read is really insane. I talked a little bit about Joy Reid in the last segment because Joy Reid is part of the group that is outraged that Ron Johnson, the senator, had the audacity to ask that the major porculus bill be read out loud. God forbid any of us hear about the fraud that is going on and all of the money they want to spend everywhere except for your stimulus check. They don't want us to know any of that. And Joy Reid was not the only one. CNN also reported on this. I always forget this guy's name, but let's play the cut. Cut 18.
Over in the U.S. Senate. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who has proven that his tastes normally run toward make-believe and fantasy, overnight demanded a foray into nonfiction. As Americans wait for passage of a $1.9 trillion economic relief bill that has the approval of at least 62% of Americans, Johnson held up the process by demanding that the entire 628-page bill be read out loud. So after 11 straight hours, it finally wrapped up at 2 a.m.
I think that's Berman. I think that's that guy's name, John Berman. I'm speechless. I mean, 62% of people approve of this bill, but they've never heard what's in it. So maybe that's part of the problem, John. Maybe that's why Ron Johnson thinks it should be read out loud. And they all love to call him like this conspiracy theorist. These are all the same people who pushed Russiagate. I find that amazing, but it brings me back to Joy Reid because, like I played in the last segment, we'll play it again. This is her take on Ron Johnson. Cut 12.
And wasting time. Enter the Republican conspiracy senator from Wisconsin by way of Moscow, Ron Johnson.
Because he wants people to know what is in a $2 trillion taxpayer dollars bill. No one can believe it. No one can believe it. They should be happy because we know they're not going to read it. All these CNN anchors and MSNBC people. But I have something even more ridiculous from Joy Reid. I tell you that these media experts have absolutely no shame. Joy Reid, Republicans would trade tax cuts for ability to use N-word like the good old days. I just looked over at Jared. He looks so defeated. I know. It's nonsense. We are in such a strange time. MSNBC host Joy Reid is being slammed over a tweet claiming that Republicans would trade tax cuts for the ability to use racial slurs. I'll say it again. People on the right would trade all the tax cuts for the ability to openly say the N-word like in the good old days. To them, not being able to be openly racist and discriminatory without consequences is oppression. Trump is the avatar for this freedom.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Seriously. You sound absolutely... First of all, no. People on the right would rather tax cuts. I'm on the right. I would much prefer a tax cut. And second of all, should Joy... My account got hacked by a time-traveling, evil, maniacal sleuth. And that's why I wrote all those homophobic rantings. Reid, be the voice of reason on this. Should we be taking Joy Reid's advice on, you know, people being racist or discriminatory? No. The same way we shouldn't be taking Al Sharpton's advice on taxes. The same way we shouldn't be taking Eric Swalwell's advice on relationships. These people, it's not just that they... It's not just that they're terrible, but it's like they pick the one thing that you'd think maybe they would stay away from. Like the one little element of themselves that hypocrisy just shines on, and they go with that. A perfect example is Fredo Cuomo. Every time somebody tweets something out, he'll respond back with like, what do you guys think we should be talking about? There's all this talk about how we don't cover enough things. What should we be talking about? Say, how do you not see that coming? How do you not see the people are going to respond back in all caps saying, your brother? The lack of self-awareness is disturbing to me. And while we're here playing some cuts, let's play. This was a really odd moment yesterday. I don't think it was from the Issues Conference where Joe Biden asked Nance if he could take some questions and then they cut the feed. But Nancy Pelosi was talking to somebody, and she said this, cut 13.
These doors, we do not say open sesame. We say open Biden. That's our magic word.
True.
Open Biden. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. These people, they need to keep their arms out because the Nets are surely on their way, and I fear for them. She said that before, too, which is the weirdest part. She has said that bizarre comment before. I think I blocked it out of my memory. But that's her second time saying that. Too much Jenny's. The Jenny's ice cream is going to her head. It's giving her a brain freeze. Guys, when we get back on the other side, I'll be taking calls for the rest of the show until we have the car crossover. 844-500-4242. Eden Pure's famous BOGO offer is back for this week only. For the first time in history, they're offering the Gen 4D heater BOGO just for our listeners. That's right, it's buy one, get one free. I love this deal because it's the perfect time of year to have a heater, because there are going to be some days when you want to turn the heat off in your house, and then the next day it's going to be really cold again. So don't start turning on the heat on and off for an entire home. Just buy a Gen 4D heater, and this, you get buy one and you get one free. It's the perfect deal. For how cold it is at night, you're going to want to take advantage of this offer that saves you $300. You're going to want to take advantage. This offer is available for just this week, so don't delay. It's an incredible savings. I mean, $300 is, that's a lot of money. This is really awesome. Gas and oil prices have already skyrocketed. You guys know that. And Robert from the Cape says, the Gen 40 heater performs like no other heater I've ever used. That is true. It really is a remarkable product. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it costs less to run. You may be working from home now, and you've noticed the increase in heating bills. Well, this is a great way to cut those bills down fast. And plus, it just works really well. I mean, saving money and staying warm, those are two great things. And it's an easy, easy buy. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of days. Go to EdenPure.com, put in code word GraceBogo. That's EdenPure.com. Use code word GraceBogo. This deal ends Sunday, so go now, EdenPure.com. Don't forget code word GraceBogo. And we will be back on the other side with some of your calls. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
White House about reversing the policy of allowing all unaccompanied children into the United States?
No.
Not at all. So I guess, is the plan then to take in and safely and humanely find a home for an unlimited number of unaccompanied children?
I think this issue requires us taking a step back as human beings and as mothers, of which I am one. I know there are many in the room or many at home. These kids are coming. They are fleeing prosecution. They are fleeing difficult circumstances in their home country. When they come here, all we're talking about here is ensuring that they are treated safely. They are not trafficked. They are not sent back on.
We're going to play that whole clip, but I have to ask Jared. Prosecution again. That is a bugaboo for her. I believe she means to say fleeing persecution. But for the second time, she has said prosecution.
That's her et cetera.
Oh, people have noticed that I say et cetera instead of et cetera. And I have to say, in my defense, I think et cetera actually flows better. But I'm working on it, okay? And if I can work on it, I'm sure Jen Psaki can work on it. All right, so we'll play that again. I see you guys on the lines, 844-500-4242. We will be taking calls, but I want to play this whole cut for you. So I think this is Emerald Robinson from Newsmax. She's asking her, what are we going to do about all these kids coming across the border? You guys are keeping them in these facilities, but what's the plan? I mean, as more and more come in, there's reports that they're reaching such a high number, and it's not going to get better. This is a very popular couple of months here for people crossing the border. And there doesn't seem to be any plan. And what does she pivot to? She pivots to the emotional manipulation of people. And I'm getting really, really sick of this with Democrats. I've noticed this for like a good portion of my life, but I've never been able to see through it. They're so transparent about this. Let's play this. And I do want to read you guys, though. The numbers are just ridiculous. Conservatives look at the crush of migrants and see the inevitable result of Biden ending too many Trump policies. Families and children from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador often take the dangerous trip to the border to flee gang violence. Officials have to balance both real humanitarian needs against their duty to enforce immigration laws. This is from Axios, so it obviously has a pretty left-wing tilt to it. But The federal government is taking custody of 321 migrant children per day on average. Federal officials said they need 20,000 beds to house an unexpected surge in migrant children crossing the border. They're being, a lot of them are alone. They were sent by their loving parents, according to DHS Mallorca. So let's play this whole cut. This is Jen Psaki talking about their no plan plan.
Are there any discussions within the White House about reversing the policy of allowing all unaccompanied children into the United States?
No.
None at all. So I guess, is the plan then to take in and safely and humanely find a home for an unlimited number of unaccompanied children?
I think this issue requires us taking a step back as human beings and as mothers, of which I am one. I know that there are many in the room or many at home. These kids are coming. They are fleeing prosecution. They are fleeing difficult circumstances in their home country. When they come here, all we're talking about here is ensuring that they are treated safely. They are not trafficked. They are not sent back on a unsafe journey. That's what we're talking about. When they come, when these kids come in, it doesn't mean they are ensured that they get to stay. They go through the processing system that everyone goes through. But we want to ensure that that is done by treating them humanely and with respect. Many of them will be sent back home eventually. But we're talking about how we treat them as they come in the country.
Well, and I'm a mom, too. So I certainly feel for all of these children that are fleeing very difficult situations in their homes to come here. But, you know, the fact remains, you have DHS projecting 117,000 unaccompanied minors by May. And, you know, that brings me to another question. You know, a lot of these numbers and this data, they're all coming from leaked documents from DHS, from HHS.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the White House just release these numbers? I mean, don't the American people deserve to get the data straight from you and straight from the White House?
Data of projected numbers and internal documents for policy discussions?
Data about how many unaccompanied children and migrants are crossing the border on a daily basis. I understand eventually it's made public, but why not right now?
It is made public by the Department of Homeland Security and the officials who oversee the entire process. It is made public. But we don't as a policy make public or confirm private decks and policy documents, as no administration would.
So can you confirm how many illegal border crossings there are on average every day right now?
I would send you to the Department of Homeland Security and CBP, who, of course, would be overseeing that process.
Okay, and one more question on immigration. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, he's requesting a meeting with President Biden about this issue. He's also asking President Biden to acknowledge the crisis. Will President Biden take that meeting, and I'll ask it again, will he acknowledge that there's a crisis?
Well, first, the president and this administration's focus is on digging out of the dismantled and inhumane immigration approach of the last administration. And that's why the president has proposed an immigration bill that would not only address the root causes that Leader McCarthy referenced in his letter, but would move beyond the policy of funding ineffective border walls by investing in smart security at ports of entry, and would also create a pathway to citizenship. And we would welcome the openness or desire to engage on that from the leader or any Democrat or Republican who wants to have a conversation about a constructive path forward.
This is absolutely horrendous. They have zero plan. All they have is emotional jargon and nonsensical ideas. I'm a mother. She was pretty close to saying, we don't want to rip the babies from their mamas. And you're all mothers. Hold on a sec. When did the White House press corps become this area of like a therapy session where they're all just talking about how they feel and how, you know, we got to take a step back here? I remember when you guys were vicious. You were all noisy fixtures. You were all little Peter Doocy's. Good for Emerald Robinson. I mean, she's asking her the questions, but wow, so weak. All they can do is try to make you seem evil if you want to ask the question. Do they understand that in real life, there are limits to things? Like, sometimes you have to worry about the people in your own country to succeed before you can start taking care of 117,000 children who are being sent here by their loving parents. Absolutely insane. I want to hear what you guys think about it. 844-500-4242. They'll be sent back, she says, eventually. I like the little whataboutism at the end, too. It's all Trump's fault. Oh, God. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
So, I guess, is the plan then to take in and safely and humanely find a home for an unlimited number of unaccompanied children?
I think this issue requires us taking a step back as human beings and as mothers, of which I am one.
Not an unlimited number, just 117,000, maybe. Maybe more. 844-500-4242. I got full lines here, so I'm going to go right to them. Karen, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Karen.
Two questions.
Yes.
One, Joe American and his anchor baby, why is it acceptable or even ethical? It's just sick that the man has to be 20, 30 years older than the woman. And then he does anything for this woman, this illegal woman, and her soon-to-be anchor.
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about, Karen. Keith, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Keith.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, what's up?
Well, I was curious. I was just watching a show on Newsmax, and they showed a bunch of the illegal immigrant people kneeling on the ground holding hands.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about putting that with a split screen with the Uyghurs?
No, I have not. Paul, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Paul.
That bottom of the hour, Jen Psaki said they're going to remove ineffective parts of the wall, the border wall. Didn't the cartel just remove 10 feet of it and two SUVs came across and one of them crashed into a truck?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a huge accident. I think there was 25 people that were injured and a lot of people died. And the other thing about what Jen Psaki said, which I find kind of amazing, is that, oh, this is all Trump's fault. This is all Trump's fault that they have no plan on immigration, that they're reversing all this. They wonder why they have an influx of people. They've been so soft. They've been so human about all of this. And now they don't understand why people are flooding the borders. But she gave another doozy of a response. One reporter, a female reporter, I'm not sure what her name is, but she asked Jen Psaki about when Joe Biden's going to have a press conference. There's a couple of elements to this, so I want to break it down. Let's play the first question. Go ahead, Jared.
So we're 45 days into the Biden presidency, and he has yet to hold a presser. At this point in past presidencies, every president, you know, from Reagan had addressed reporters, some of them multiple times. So why the delay, and when can we expect the president to hold a press conference?
Well, first, as all of you know, the president takes questions several times a week. He took questions actually twice yesterday, which is an opportunity for the people covering the White House to ask him about whatever news is happening on any given day. We look forward to holding a full press conference in the coming weeks before the end of the month, and we're working on setting a final date for that, and as soon as we do, we will let you all know. But this president came in during a historic crisis, two historic crises, a pandemic like the country had not seen in decades and decades, and an economic downturn that left 10 million people out of work. So I think the American people would certainly understand if his focus and his energy and his attention has been on ensuring we secure enough vaccines to vaccinate all Americans, which we will do by the end of May, and then pushing for a rescue plan that will provide direct checks to almost 160 million Americans. That's where his time, energy, his focus has been. But in the meantime, he takes questions multiple times a week and looks forward to continuing to do that. And as soon as we have a press conference set, we'll let you know.
Now pause it there for one sec, Jared. Thank you. Because we're going to get to the second part. But here's Jen Psaki's problem. She's lying to the liars. And they don't like that. The condescending smile, we've taken questions. We've taken questions. She's telling them to believe something that is not their reality. Their reality is that they get out there every day hoping that Joe Biden will shuffle out and answer a question, and he doesn't. But she's telling them that their reality is not true, that they have very fake news, and they don't like that. They're the ones who spin things to the public. They don't like to have things spun on them. And I find this fascinating because she does it all so smiley and so, oh, no, no. And by the way, he's coming in and he's very busy. So that's the sense you get. It's like, oh, so he's too busy to come down the hall and talk to us. That's what it is. What's he doing all day? His schedule is not that jam-packed. And everything's virtual, so it's not like he's traveling. And this reporter, to her credit, had the same response that I just did. Let's play her second part.
Those sprays, though, are not an ideal forum for us to be asking questions. He can't hear us half the time. We get maybe two questions and then we're shuffled out. So why hasn't he answered questions from the press at this point? Is it just that he's too busy?
Pause right there for one sec. Thank you. She said a couple things there that are very revealing. She said during those little spurts, they're not great times to ask him questions because he cannot hear her half the time. He said he can't hear them half the time, and then we're shuffled out. There's little nuggets of frustration that are being sprouted up lately. And then she says, so is that the reason is that he's just too busy? I mean, keep in mind, he's the first president. She even cited Reagan. We're going back now. The past 15 presidents have taken questions in solo press conferences before Joe Biden. Some of them came into pretty crazy situations as well, and they all managed to find the time. Some of them took multiple press conferences. So her spin is not passing the smell test with the spinners. And listen to the next response.
I think he's answered questions. I believe the count is almost 40 times. So, and I would say that his focus, again, is on getting recovery and relief to the American people. And he looks forward to continuing to engage with all of you and to members of the other members of the media who aren't here today. And we'll look forward to letting you know as soon as that press conference is set.
Wow. We are truly Ministry of Truthing the press now. She's trying to convince them that no. He's taking questions 40 times. You know what she probably considers one of those times is when the guy said, Joe, next time you come out here, can we have a cup of coffee? And he said, oh, yeah, you can have a cup of coffee. I'm just walking my dogs. And they said, which one's the older dog? That was a great press conference. I mean, that really, if only they could have known about Syria at that time, they could have got a lot of answers to those questions.
You can't get blood from a stone, Grace.
Oh, it's absolute. It's just the world has gone mad. Billy, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Billy.
Hi, Grace. So thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
You know, so there's a couple of things that I got to complain about. You know, one thing, they passed a law about voting. How come we need an ID to go in the Capitol or go into the courthouse or for license? So that's one thing. The other one thing, right, is these people, they think we're definitely just stupid because I don't get what's going on. You know, so people voted for this guy, you know, to put America last. I don't get it.
I know. I know it. And Billy, I disagree with you on one point. I don't think that Pelosi and Swalwell and even the mainstream media, I don't think they think we're stupid. I think they'd like it if we were stupid. But I think we've caught on to them a few too many times, and we've ruined their fun a few too many times. And that was Trump, 2016. If we had been stupid, then they wouldn't have had any issues because we would have bought everything they were selling. We would have listened to Joe Scarborough's rants and gone, oh, my God, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. But we didn't because we're smarter than that. And that's why they deride and derail. That's why they call you a Neanderthal and a credulous boomer rube, because you're not stupid. And it drives them crazy. And the press is now understanding how we feel. It's frustrating when you understand something and you have a problem with it. For instance, I don't like the fact that restaurants everywhere have been killed from this shutdown. And I've seen it happening. And I don't like when the media tries to tell me that everything's fine, shut down, and this could go on from, you know, till 2025, and I should be happy about it. And I should try to save grandma's by keeping my mask on. I don't like that disconnect. I don't like being told something that's blatantly false. But you know what I do love? I love watching these smug pukes in the press get lied to and really get smacked with it. You know, like these lies are just whoppers. And I love them fuming and smoke coming out of their ears and saying, we haven't had any questions with them. And then Jen Psaki goes, yes, you have. He's actually had about 40. He's actually answered about 40 questions. He's the most transparent president in history. And they all have to feel like us. It sucks, doesn't it? It really is annoying when someone's lying to your face. I wonder if it's going to make any of them question their stances. All I can think about the whole time during all these pressers, when I hear Jen Psaki just, going on these random, you know, windy roads, saying absolutely nothing, all I can think of is Trump at CPAC saying, do you miss me yet? Because as much as we miss him, like it's let's say, so today's Biden's 45th day as president, it's been 45 days, and we all miss 45. I get that. We do. But I'm telling you right now, nobody's missing him more than like a Caitlin Collins or a Jim Acosta or a Yamiche Alcindor. They're sitting there going, oh my God, what have we done? What have we done? We are the liars in chief. Now we're being lied to. Blasphemy. I absolutely love it. It's a beautiful thing. Guys, if you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. The reviews are amazing as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors, so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. I'm actually in the business right now of getting a carpet, and they are so damn expensive. If you can avoid getting one, I highly recommend it. Don't buy a new one. Just use Genesis 950. It will clean it and it will look brand new. It also is great because it can be used in cleaning machines and it's green. So it's safe, won't hurt your pets or your family. Genesis 950 is made in America. Another bonus. And 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. That is a lot of product. It's not just for pet stains. I don't have any pets and I use it all the time. I use it on my stovetop, in my kitchen, in my bathroom. Consider Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. They have great customer service. Order 1 gallon direct at genesis950.com to receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and a $10 coupon using code word GRACE. That's genesis950.com. Coupon only available for 1 gallon purchase. Genesis 950, much cheaper than replacing your carpets. We will be back on the other side, guys. We'll be talking more about these noisy fixtures in the press. And we'll also have Howie Carr with us. So don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. It is time, your favorite part of the day. It's time for the car crossover, and it's brought to you by McConnell's Irish Whiskey. You'll know when you take your first sip, some things are worth the wait. I actually brought some of the whiskey home with me, and it is absolutely delicious. Also, Howie, McConnell's Irish Whiskey is sponsoring your studio VIP visit once you return from sunny Florida to the freezing cold Massachusetts that I know you love so much. The first VIP will be Tuesday, May 4th, and you can enter for a chance to win a free VIP visit. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on the McConnell's Whiskey banner. You also get a gift basket of from McConnell's, and you get lunch here at the studio. You get a stack of books from Howie Carr. It's worth over $400, and it's free to enter. So go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the McConnell's Whiskey banner. Howie Carr.
And you know, they, Charlie Baker's ancestors in England, and Ireland, they outlawed the wearing of the green. Did you hear the news? They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. And now Charlie Baker is trying to hang men and women for having St. Patrick's Day parties. But if you want to tell him to stuff it, the best way to do so is to go down to your local package store and buy some McConnell's Irish whiskey.
Oh, yes, amen.
I saw my first Irish flags today at Miller's Boca Ale House, right across from the Cryo Parlor, Grace. That's where I want to meet Zip Connolly and Franny Joyce, you know, to discuss our new reality TV series, Neighborhoods.
Oh boy, I don't know about that. But Howie, what I will say is a lot of these shutdowns and lockdowns have had an adverse effect on Howie Carr, because as many of you probably know from listening over the years, he's not typically a fan of parties. He doesn't throw Super Bowl parties. He doesn't throw St. Patrick's Day parties. But you know, Charlie Baker and Marty Walsh and Joe Biden, they've made a party boy out of Howie Carr.
They have. Did you see that the governor is in Florida this weekend for some kind of funeral? And when he returns, he's going to either have to supply a COVID-19 negative test, which costs like about $100 or $150 in this part of Florida anyway, or he's going to have to quarantine for 10 days because he's an American citizen. But if you're an illegal alien coming across the border and you test negative, they just put you on the bus to wherever you want to go. And you just walk into that welfare office and sign up for everything free in America. You don't have to worry about no stinking quarantines or no stinking COVID-19 negative tests.
Howie, did you catch the cuts we were playing to Jen Psaki in the last segment?
Yes, I heard
mean,
that.
It's amazing that her pivot is, I'm a mother, and a lot of you guys are mothers.
Did you notice too that these kids, supposedly small kids, although we know some of them are 20 years old, they're going to end up in middle school in Lynn, like they did the last time we had one of these influxes of criminals in the in a Democrat administration. Did you notice she said they're fleeing prosecution, not persecution, yeah. Prosecution. How dumb is she?
Howard.
Very dumb.
I mean, I'm just going to say she's weak. She's weak. And a lot of these answers, and one woman actually was pressing her on the Biden press conferences, and she's trying to spin it like, oh no, he's been taking a lot of questions. I'm like, has he really? I haven't really heard any, Howie. Have you? I mean, he technically asked a question yesterday when he said, Nance, do you want me to take any questions? I'll do whatever you want. But he didn't take any questions.
No, he didn't. And the list of questions include when he was leaving the dairy bar in Durham, North Carolina, and they asked him what kind of flavor milkshake he got. That was a probing question.
And Howie, honestly, that kind of stumped him a little bit. He struggled with that one a little. He had to think about it. Howie, what do you think of this Andrew Cuomo situation? I know that the Charlotte Bennett, she did an interview with CBS, but I think the bigger story is actually the timing of when he was hiding these numbers coincides with when he was writing his book.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the devastating headline in the New York Post today, Governor groomed her. Groomed. I mean, there are few verbs more damning to use against a male with some power and authority than to say he groomed a female, or a young boy if you're a Roman Catholic priest.
And these women that are coming forward, and God bless them, I'm very happy that they have the courage to come forward, because he is a huge bully. But Howie, the way they describe him, especially that woman Charlotte Bennett, you can picture him saying all that stuff. It's very easy to conceive that he would say things like that. And it's similar to the story that Lindsay Boylan told about him showing off the cigars from Bill Clinton. That doesn't seem out of character, at least in my mind.
And what does it mean when he says he didn't proposition anyone? I mean, doesn't someone who's trying to tell the truth say, what do you exactly mean by proposition? Do you mean that I harass an underling? I didn't do that. But, you know, I mean, it's everything he said is just total BS. And, you know, someone pointed out today, all these women kind of look alike, which is another sign to me that there's something here.
Because
guys tend to be attracted to the same type of woman, right?
Yes.
The same looks, woman after woman after woman. And that's what we see right here.
Yeah, no, Howie, I would totally agree with you there. Howie, what do you have planned for the show today?
I think we'll talk about the riots in the Capitol. You know the Capitol was virtually demolished yesterday, Grace. Did you hear about that?
Chris Bedford was telling me about that. He said He said it was a
it's
day.
That we interviewed Andy Biggs from Arizona yesterday. He was hiding under his desk as the gunfire erupted and mortar shells were blowing up everywhere.
Guys, don't go anywhere. Howie's coming up next.